Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
We're taking that to air.
No, we're not.
What just happened?
As I scramble to get my headset, a caller who called in wanted to talk Tigers. And he's in line.
I'm going to talk to Brandon in a second. Brandon, hang on. And then I'm going to talk to Barry.
Yep.
And then I was going to talk to him.
Yeah, and I'll call his name out because we'll have unpleasant words if he calls back. Paul from Michigan. Paul calls. He wanted to talk about Tigers and Tarek Skubal. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, no problem. Hang on. We'll get you on.
I'll talk some Tigers.
So he dropped and called back, and I see he's calling now. So I might wrap this up very quickly. Mm-hmm. And he just starts starts dropping F-bombs on me. Like, specifically, I'm like, are you talking to me? I'm like, I'm the wrong one, bro. So now hang on while I get part two.
All right, so you go take that. I'll talk to Brandon as it's hour number four here on the Bart Winkler Show. Want to take a gander at some wild draft proposal. David Aldridge at The Athletic proposing that we abolish the draft. Seems weird, but his reasoning behind it is strong. I just don't know how we would be making a bigger problem. Yeah, we'll talk about it. It's interesting, and I appreciate his work. All right, Brandon's in Chicago. Hello, Brandon.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good, Bart?
What's good? Yo, what's good? Yo, what's good?
Man, that segment was hilarious, man. You got my mind expanding tonight, man.
That's what I do.
I'm going down these rabbit holes with AI and robot Sophia, and James Fox documentaries. Man, just crazy stuff going on in the world right now. But
there truly is. Remember when we cloned a sheep, and then we haven't talked about cloning for 30 years? Why do you think that is?
Probably because we've already created some kind of other kind of humanoid animal.
Yeah, because they're cloning people, and they're not telling us. Exactly.
But, man, as far as AI goes, man, I would hate to have to raise a kid in this situation, man. I heard there was a study done. Kids are using AI so much for their essays and stuff that they can't do right without it. And so... maybe just, future reference, with your son and stuff, just tackle it before it gets out of control.
Are you giving me parenting advice?
Man, I'm just saying from what I'm hearing on the radio and stuff.
I'm Brandon. I'm scared, man. I'm scared of what he's growing up in.
So, beware. But I just wanted to hit on your Bartometer.
Dad Corner. Brandon, you stumbled your way into a dad corner.
Oh, damn. I wanted to do a Cubs corner with Los, my guy, man. Should the Cubs get a lefty? I want to get Heaney, man, instead of a righty or Anderson. I prefer Heaney over Anderson, man. He just hasn't had runs for Pittsburgh.
All right, Bart, sorry, I'm going to hijack your show for the next 30 seconds.
Wait. Andrew Heaney? Who? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I would assume it's Andrew Heaney. Listen, you can get one of each. Get a right-hander and a left-hander because Ben Brown does not need to be on this roster right now. The dude has absolutely lost it. Send him down if you have an option. Otherwise, You already DFA'd Michael Fulmer, so I don't think you're going to go that route. But send Ben Brown down, and use. Yeah, I don't know how much Colin Ray has left. I think you might have gotten everything that you got, could have gotten out of him, and it's only a one-year deal, so why not bring one of each? I still want to take a flyer on Sandy Alcantara. The price might be a little too rich for the Cubs' blood, but get one of each. You need starters. If you are serious about making a deep postseason run, you need to acquire multiple starters. All right, Cubs Corner's over.
Cool, thank you,
Cubs
brother.
Corner. Yeah, all right. Is that it, or did you got anything else?
Yeah, man, if I just wanted to comment on the Bartometer real quick, I like the your top 10 there.
All right, I'm going to refresh. It's been a couple hours, so I'll let you, but I'm going to refresh. The Bartometer tonight was ranking the Eastern Conference next year at the end of the regular season. 8, Milwaukee. 7, Indiana. 6, Boston. 5, Philly. 4, Orlando. 3, Detroit. 2, New York. 1, Cleveland. Go ahead.
Cool. So, if Cleveland can figure out how to stay healthy, maybe they learned from last year. I think they exerted too much energy before the playoffs, maybe didn't do enough load management, and maybe that'll help serve them in next year. As far as New York goes, as long as they get a coach that can coach them guys, man, I think they can make a deep run. They gave Indiana a run for their money. And then I'm on you with Detroit, man. Those guys play two-way basketball. And I don't know if you saw John Sally's tweet or Instagram. He said that the refs were kind of on New York's side. Hardaway got fouled on that three-pointer. And, yeah. I questioned, how the NBA is kind of a little bit fishy nowadays. But, that being said, with all the injuries, man, when I was in high school, baseball and basketball, it was always high tops, man. All these guys are wearing low tops, and I think that's what's contributing to the injuries for baseball and basketball. Like, these guys are all wearing low top shoes, man. And back in the day, we had Converses and all that, and those were high tops, and these guys weren't blowing their Achilles out like at a rate like this. So I think it's got to be the shoes, man.
Yeah, it could be something. Brandon, thanks for the call. That's certainly something that's been coming up as well, the possibility of it being shoes. If the Cubs walk away at the deadline with Andrew Heaney,
give
those three games to the Brewers.
And that'd be the type of move that they would make so they can break even. That's totally such a lateral move. They'll get like Herman Marquez from like the Rockies.
I didn't talk enough about my trip to Wrigley last.
Yeah, you didn't, Young. Dad, and you kind of undersold the dollar baseball game.
You think?
Yeah. We got another 47 minutes. Fill some time.
All right, so I went to 2 baseball games in the last week. Last one was last Thursday with my wife and son and 2 other couples with their sons. And they're all buddies. 2 of the kids I coach soccer. So we went down and stayed at a hotel, and we take a train down from Milwaukee. The train's supposed to get there at 12:30. It showed up at like 12:45. Game's at 1:20. I didn't want to miss any because it's a great experience. But we're going to drop the bags off at the hotel and then go to Wrigley. It was on the way. But then my kid was like sick, and I'm like, no, you're not. And he's like, yes, I am, mommy. And he's cuddling mommy. Then he pukes in the cab.
He showed you. He really was sick.
Yeah, we had a bag. So then, we went to the hotel. We got, by the time we got there, it was the 3rd inning. And it was 4-2 already. But then we stayed for a good portion. We did leave early. We left early. We left with kids, and we got a place at a restaurant down the street. This restaurant down the street, I don't remember what it was called, but their appetizers were like the best appetizers collectively I've ever had.
That's Chicago cuisine, baby. It's severely underrated.
Well, they're known for their pizza, I guess.
Yeah, but you know what? Being from Chicago, I don't want to speak for all Chicagoans. I would say that's a stereotype. Like, everyone knows about deep dish because that's like the touristy thing, and that's the thing that nationally people get a lot of buzz about. I'm like, oh, deep dish is so unique to Chicago. Listen, I do like a good deep dish slice every so often. You know, bang out Illuminati's, whatever the case may be. I'm cool with all that. Giordano, okay, sure. But their tavern style pizza, that really thin paper crust, that's what you take home to mom. Like, and the Italian beefs, pizza puffs. There's so much about more to Chicago cuisine than a deep dish pizza, which is, it's good. But you got to be in a mood for that.
This wasn't deep dish. That's lasagna. I won't eat that. This wasn't deep dish.
There's a friend here that she disaffectionately called it a casserole.
Yeah, that's true. It's what it is. But we had regular old pizza. Now, Illuminati's. Is it supposed to sound like Illuminati's?
Yeah, Illuminati? It's funny because I thought it was Illuminati's for a long time. It's funny because even though I'm from there, I didn't have it until I actually moved away to Chicago and came back. But it's Lou, like Lewis.
Well, right, Malnati. I know, but is it like a play on Illuminati?
You got to ask the Illuminati themselves. I have no idea.
There's just a guy named Lou Minotti?
Yeah, I think it looks like a legit, name. Malnati, sure.
Because like Subway Subs, it's named Subway because the sub looks like a subway train, right?
Is that true?
No. No. Just trying to think of something stupid.
Oh, but you succeeded.
So this place had the pizza was fine, but once you have the appetizers, you're like, oh my God, this pizza is going to be the best pizza I've ever had. And then it was a letdown from the appetizers.
Oh, it set the bar high.
Mm-hmm. The appetizers were a lot better than the pizza. But the pizza was good, but the appetizers were a lot better. I don't remember the name of it. Also, they're not paying me. Also, is this an endorsement? I think at the end of the day, it is.
Well, not if you don't know what the name is.
So then we got three pizzas, okay? Three families, three pizzas. We got a meat lovers. We got a cheese for the kids because that's all they'll eat.
We're kids.
And then I went for it. I surveyed the table. I looked around. I knew my wife would be in. I said, guys, I got to tell you, it's been a while since I've had a Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, God, I can never get a pizza with you.
Pepperoni and pineapple. And I had takers. And guess what pizza got finished first?
The Hawaiian, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Look, I'm not sitting there putting grapes and blackberries and strawberries on a pizza. It's little tiny pineapple slices. Just that nice little sweet.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Who am I to judge? I've asked and gotten shrimp on a pizza, and it's delicious.
Shrimp? Wow.
Yeah.
Little baby shrimp. Again, in any food conversation, people need to remember this very simple fact. They get it wrong all the time. Your taste buds are not that person's taste buds. Okay? So they might like something you might not. It's fine. Different taste buds. Also, there's no scientific proof that we all see the same colors. Did you ever think about that?
Actually, earlier today, I don't know why. But I remember you talking about that, and I disagree. I don't care what scientists say. We all know what orange looks like.
But do we? We don't all know it. My blue looks blue, but your blue might look like my red.
No, if you say it's blue, I'm going to agree with you that it's pretty blue. I'm not saying, hey, look at that black and white dog, and that dog is, magenta.
There could be a bag in front of us that's blue, and we could both look at it and recognize it as blue, but it might be our different versions of blue. Do you know what I'm saying?
Whatever. Is it the white and gold versus black and blue dress from a couple years ago when people were clearly idiotic it was a white and gold dress?
Well, it was absolutely white and gold.
But no, some people swore on their graves that it was black and blue.
So then I spent a lot of money at that game with the restaurant and the stuff. So then this week I wanted to go see a baseball game because it was Paul Skeens against Jacob Mizorowski, which a little bit of a problem here that I didn't realize. So Jacob Mizorowski just got called up recently for the Brewers, 3 starts, very good. He's the top guy in the odds for Rookie of the Year. If he gets Rookie of the Year, or like even second in voting, I think, then it counts as a full year of service. So the Brewers would lose 1 year of arbitration. So they might have to shut him down, it's baseball rules. But I wanted to go see that game, but I didn't want to pay for it. So I have these Kids Crew vouchers as part of this promotion. I've got six of them. I always buy the Kids Crew pack for my kid because he gets like a bunch of like Brewers swag. And then I got these vouchers, but I never use the vouchers. Typically, if I were to use the vouchers, it's like $10, and then it goes and covers the ticket that you really want. Because the seat that I ended up buying was obstructed view. They call them the Euchre seats up top, Bob Euchre. So I did use a voucher, got a ticket, but there was a $1 service fee, and I paid that. And then I didn't want to pay for parking, so I parked probably a mile away, which wasn't bad. And then I went inside. I drank water out of the fountain. I looked at other people drinking cold, refreshing beers, and I thought, I've got beers at home. And I ate before I got there. So, yeah, I went to a baseball game for $1.
I like it.
I was even going to commemorate the matchup of these two stud pitchers pitching for the first time by having guest relations print me a ticket, because they'll do that, but it's $10. And I thought, much as I would like to throw this ticket in my box of tickets, I promised myself I'd only spend $1. I then went home that night and lost $50 on online slots. It's a very loose show tonight, is it not?
Yeah, if you ever wanted to get on the air, tonight's your night.
And Barry in Boston is going to exploit that loophole. Barry.
Oh, God. How are you, brother?
Good. What's up?
I'm taking you off the speakerphone. So, first thing, I know you went to high school and elementary school and middle school. It's not me and my friend. Is you're supposed to put yourself last. So, we won't talk about that.
No, that's actually not true.
Me and my friend. No, it's my friend and I. But anyway,
you can do both. Draft, you can do both.
The NHL draft is going to go on, and I love the NHL. You know, all the calls that from Buffalo or Boston or California or wherever they're from. It's awesome.
Actually, you're right. This. You're right. In the way that I used it, it was wrong. You're right.
Yes, I'm sorry.
If I was going to say, my dad is taking me and my friends out to dinner.
No, it's your dad.
That would be correct. Nope. Let me just say this. May I? This is very important.
Sure.
So. My father is taking me and my friends out to dinner.
No, not me and my father. My father and I.
No, stop. Wait. Let me finish.
You're not. Very sorry.
Because I'm not trying to be rude. You're just completely saying the sentence wrong. My father. Okay, so what you do is you shorten it. My father is taking me and my friends out to dinner. My father is taking my friends and I out to dinner. If you shorten them, my father is taking me out to dinner is a sentence. My father is taking I out to dinner is not a sentence. So you would say my father is taking, because it depends on what the subject is. Now, if I were to say, as I did, my friends and I are going out for dinner, me and my friends are going out for dinner, you shorten it. Me is going out for dinner is wrong. I am going out for dinner is right. So as long as me and my friends is not the subject of the sentence, you're good. So you were right to call me out because I used it in an incorrect way, but
well,
I was
your father
confused
is more
that
important
it was still a
than you.
Way.
Your father is more important than you.
And then you
your
find a way
first,
to say
and
something and just not understand it at all. Go ahead. What did you call about, Barry?
So the NHL draft. I love the NHL draft. I think it's so wonderful. I don't think that your Buffalo has stunk for many, many years, and they will stink for many, many years to come. So sorry about that. But I really love listening to you. I listen to you every night, and I love the show. So thank you so much, brother. I mean, you are the greatest.
Barry, why are you getting so reflective here tonight? Barry?
No, I thought you dropped him.
Nope.
He's gone.
Is he okay?
Ask me in 24 hours if he doesn't call or not.
That seemed weird, right?
He's usually over complimentary. I don't think that was any more weirder than a normal Barry call.
Okay.
Now, if we don't hear from him, say, by Wednesday, then I'd be concerned.
All right, yeah. Anybody ever need a friend? That's why we're here. Even if I bully you a little bit.
It's all except Paul from Michigan. You did not pay a call again.
Oh, how did that pay off?
He hung up right before I got him. I will warn everybody. What you hear on the air right now, that's me. I totally do not have a gimmick. I do not have a persona. I am not a wrestler doing a promo. I'm not a face or a heel. What you hear is genuinely me. But there is a side I do not bring to air. And that is the old curmudgeon sergeant me who swears all the time and does not take crap from anyone, superior officers included. So if you come with the left foot, which is incorrect, I'm going to flame you and your ancestors. So don't ever get belligerent, whether it's on phone or in person. I'm not the one. Disclaimer is over.
That's Carlos Ortiz. I'm Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show. We'll be back right after this on the Infinity Sports Network.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Have things calmed down for you on the phone lines, Carlos?
Oh yeah, I'm fine. We did get a part two, like even a part two and a half, because my man's is still trying to call right now as we speak.
He called, was on hold for a segment, and then hung up, and then I said I was going to take him. Then he called you back and said "F you."
Yes. It was "F off" specifically what he said, but. As I pressed him about it, I'm like, who are you talking to? There was no response, so I banged the phone on him. I'm like, all right, cool. So we finally did get confirmation. In the break, I picked up the phone, and I'm like, what's up? And he's just like, hey, put me on with Bart right now. And I'm like, let's backtrack back a little bit. There is a velvet rope in this club, Bart. Who exactly were you talking to? Because, I can be very confrontational. So he's just like, he kind of played a little dumb at first, but then he's like, all right, well, I was upset because I waited a whole segment and I didn't get on.
A whole segment. Oh, God.
Meanwhile, there are people who wait for an hour and a half to 2 hours. We are a popular nationwide show.
Busy phone lines.
Yeah, it happens. And there's someone's calling right now. I promise. Hello, friend. I'll get to you in a second. Please hold. So things like that happen. That's a real thing. I get to every one of these calls. But so I pressed him. And at first he tried to feign a little bit, but then he stood up. Then he remembered he's a man. Mm. And he's like, hey, I didn't feel like waiting, and that's what I felt at the time. So again, I dig further because I don't care. You know, I'm going to get paid at the end of the week, so all good regardless.
This week?
Well, no, next week. But you know, every 2 weeks the check hits, God willing, as long as the company still pays its bills. That being said, I dug in a little bit further. I'm like, so you think that's the appropriate response to curse out the guy who determines whether or not you get on this illustrious program? And he's just like, well, I didn't really know what to do. I'm like, okay, well, I can tell you what to not do, and that's do that. Curse me out. Like, because now you're definitely not getting on.
So is he still trying to get on?
He called two more times since we came back from break. It looks like he quit. But he's just like, well, I don't have to listen to you. Girl, bye. Bye, Felicia. Again, the check hits every 2 weeks. My salary is not dependent on whether or not I take your call.
So he's not trying anymore?
No. You want him? Okay. If he calls back?
No. All I was going to do was I was going to be like, hey, man, what's going on? And then he was going to, and then I was going to go, it doesn't matter what's going on. And then,
very, very well done. Because that is a wrestling reference, which we both enjoy.
All right. Let me get to this. I did want to bring this up. This was from an article that was written this week by David Aldridge at The Athletic. What if Cooper Flagg could play where he wanted? He could, .. if you abolish the draft. So David Aldridge has a suggestion that there should be no draft, that the players should pick where they're going to go, a la a national signing day. Part of the article says, the NBA already tiers incoming players. Before the draft, presidents and GMs from each team submit a list of who they believe will be the top 24 players taken in the first round. From those lists, that's how the league builds its green room invites, based on the list they got from other teams. In addition, the league already uses a top 10 formula using composite pre-draft rankings of players to determine the likely top 10 players in a given year's draft. That ranking of players determines which teams receive medical information on the prospect. So he's saying, if you're rating players anyway, let's do that. Let's bring the players to New York City. You've rated them, and they then get assigned to that group, like a tier one player, tier two players. So he's saying the first 15 prospects are tier one, and then the GMs collectively pick the best 30 players. That's tier two. And then the next 30 players are tier three. So you got 75 players that are in tiers. Every team would be free to negotiate with or recruit anybody on the list. But if you agree to a tier one player, then you cannot negotiate with a tier one player for the next two drafts. So if you get Cooper Flagg or one of these top 15 guys, you can't then get a top 15 guy in upcoming season. So you'd have to look ahead. What if there's not 15 teams that want to use that? There's a lot of problems to this. So why is this even a suggestion in the first place? Why am I even bringing this article to your attention? Why would David Aldridge even write the article? The reason is tanking. He's looked back at this season, and you can say that a lot of teams gave up. Utah, Washington, Charlotte, Brooklyn, Toronto, at one point all started to make the organizational decision to tank to maximize their lottery and draft odds. And then because the Sixers and Pelicans started to get hurt, it was kind of like a soft tanking where they rested guys and, you know, played who they had. So you're looking at 7 of the league's 30 teams not trying to win on a nightly basis. If you eliminated the draft or came up with a new system, it'd be a free-for-all. And it might be harder for teams to, you know, we don't want to come to wherever. But then you'd have to inside that say, well, you can't use, you can only what? But it would eliminate tanking. I think it's a noble idea to try to think about that, because I do think tanking is a problem. I don't know the way to eliminate it, though. Well, I do know the way to eliminate it. There's one way to eliminate tanking. There's one proven way to eliminate teams not trying to lose on purpose. Because say what you want about capitalism or socialism or any other ism, this is a system designed to reward you if you need help. No one's asking you to get off your feet. No one's asking. You're in a tough situation. Oh, here you go. Here's a handout. Here's a top pick. For some reason, we don't want to help other people in the real world, but if your team's bad in sports, they get the number one pick. It's always interest me. I'm not trying to say like what system is right, what system is wrong. I'm not trying to say that. I just find it interesting that nobody seems to have made the connection between the two. You know, I turn on my TV every day and it's another person saying that we need to make things harder for people that can't, you know, that live paycheck to paycheck. Meanwhile, in sports, their favorite team is actively trying to lose games so that they can get in the best position to be front in line for the advantage. Do you understand where that's weird for me? I've never quite understood. I don't even know if there is anything to understand. I don't know if people think of it that way. So then teams are tanking, so we had a lottery system. Well, what does that do? Then it lets Nico Harrison run around saying fortune favors the bold, which we should wrap a bow on. That part, I think, was just to local reporters, and there's actually no video or sound of it. So we did have sound bites of him earlier from a press conference, and then sometimes they do a sidebar with just the local guys. That must have been where that came from. Everybody in the newsroom is doing a bang-up job.
Shout out the newsroom.
Shout out the newsroom. But I just wonder, so I'm just wondering. I'm just asking questions. People can say. The only way to eliminate tanking is kicking you out of the league. And that's called relegation. But we don't have that here. So a lot of world soccer leagues, because if you go to England, there's not just one league. There's like seven. Spain, Italy, France, there's different leagues. But here, if there's going to be different leagues, like think in baseball. What if the Kansas City Royals did not have a farm system? What if they had their team? And then every team in their farm system all of a sudden was its own team? Because that's how it kind of is in Europe with soccer. And if you are at the top of the league, yeah, you go to the playoffs. Do you know what happens to the three teams at the bottom of the Premier League every year? They get kicked down to the lower league. They're out. There's no draft pick. There's no draft. Free agency, it's people get posted, you got to pay for them. And that's why you got a lot of big spenders and the same clubs seem to win a lot. But we've already got that same problem here with free agency. They were just tweaking the draft. So they won't get rid of the draft. I mean, now the draft is the draft, especially in the NFL. Nobody's getting rid of the draft. But the best way, we can try to come up with these convoluted things or whatever. The way to get rid of tanking is to have relegation. But in our leagues, we've set it up where they've got nowhere else to go. There's not going to be a second division of football. There's a G League, but the cool part about that is you could just like be in a town then and say, hey, let's put together a baseball team and compete in the league. and then you'd get on the ladder, and then you could keep climbing up the ladder if you want. So all of a sudden you can take some ring-ding team from anywhere, and then they could build and expand, and that's how it happened with soccer. Some of these clubs that are building, I mean, if anybody's familiar with Wrexham, they're one division away from the Premier League now because they've been winning these leagues. So that's how you get rid of it. We just don't have the system to do it. 888-710-4ISN. It's update time. It's Dexter Henry time.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the Bart Winkler Show, wrapping things up. Started on a Thursday. We are ending on a Friday as we put in another 10-day work week. 8 for me, I am off tomorrow. Not a Scott Van Pelt two-month vacation, but taking another day, churning and burning those babies. You know, you can't take them with you. That's why I'm going to spend every cent I have before I die on Beanie Babies. They'll come back someday. Robert's in Annapolis. Robert.
Hey, getting you at the end of the night here, voices, but I had a suggestion for the NBA draft that would not only eliminate tanking, but would end the rewarding of ineptitude. But I'll hold that till you get back next week. But let me, if I may, I'm old enough to be your father. Let me give you a little piece of advice that I had to give you when you picked up that woman and took her home or took her somewhere. You said something yesterday about somebody coming to your door, a bug man, wanted to do some work or something of that nature. Put a sign on the front of your property, no soliciting. That is one of the biggest con games and one of the avenues that thieves and ne'er-do-wells use to scope out houses. You have a wife and son living there, man. Don't entertain conversations with that. People don't do legitimate business that way. Anybody can do a little website where they, in this day and age, where they can run their business. So that's my advice.
Oh, so you think he's coming to my door to like check out my house?
Oh, that they do that all the time. It's just they get in conversation. Hey, well, what time can you be home? And you know, then they find out when you're not home, and just a variety of ways that they go about things.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that particular individual. I don't know him or whatever. But I'm
well.
Just
I asked
saying,
him for his card, and he didn't have a card. I thought he'd be prepared with a card.
Every legitimate businessman has a card. He'd leave it at your door. That's the way they do, leave flyers. But
and you know what? Oh, wow. You know what he says to me? He goes, oh, yeah, I do a couple houses on this block, including, you know, Miss Mary two blocks over. Every two-block radius has a Miss Mary.
I don't know Miss Mary. I have some material left over from a job down the street. Don't entertain that type of business, my friend. That's just some advice to
but
you.
But the no solicitor signs are so ugly.
Okay, make your own, man. Just make your own. Just don't let allow people, because you're not there all the time, and let them know they're not welcome to come there and knock on that door. Your son could open the door, man. Yeah, come on. Anyhow, you have a good weekend, and I'll catch you next week.
Well, that's going to be the first thing I bring up with my wife. Wow. Just, like, shattered my world. But there are some people out there trying. Maybe there's not.
Tell him try harder. Get that website. Like Robert said, he makes very salient points.
I mean, I would have taken this guy's card and used him next year. I just did the bugs. He missed me by 2 weeks. Jeff's in Chicago. Jeff.
Hey, Bart. Listen, you are a rock star, but then you know that. I just called to compliment you on going after Barry's grammar, because that whole me-I thing drives me absolutely crazy, and I don't understand why people can't get it through their heads. So I just want to say I'm thankful that you are on duty as the grammar cop. Mm-hmm. And I, at the same time, though, I have to throw some shade on Carlos. Carlos, you can't say more weirder about Barry's call. Weirder is already a statement of degrees. So
now, Jeff, there is the radio corollary where we're allowed to being on the radio, we're allowed to talk like grammatically poor because we can then say it's part of our character.
Yep, it's definitely colorful. So I just appreciate you. I listen every night on my way home from work, and keep up the good work.
Well, Jeff, thanks for the call, and appreciate that. Yeah, you tune in, you get a little grammar knowledge. Well, Barry tried to correct, but Barry did correct me. Barry, I did say it wrong, because me and my friends, you can say, if it's not the subject. My dad is taking me and my... And they, see, Barry got lost. He was trying to be like, your dad's more... the comprehension. Somebody tweeted me and said, isn't Barry banned from the show? Barry being banned from the show is like Jimmy Kimmel not letting Matt Damon come on.
It was also a soft ban. You know, it was only for like a week or so.
Yeah, that other guy's banned.
Oh, yeah, that guy? Oh, he's banned. He's Voldemort. We don't say his name anymore.
Yeah. You know what we do say around here, especially this time of night? We say WTF.
You don't have to go home, but we have to get the heck out of here.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, no! Let's go home!
Here's tonight's Winkler's thrilling factoid.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Your nightly WTF.
What did you say?
Wait. WTF? What the...
Oh, my God.
Only on the Bart Winkler Show.
All right, forgive me for both bringing up the Milwaukee Brewers and, once again, bragging that I went to a baseball game. But when I saw the Brewers take on the Pirates, Jacob Mizorowski threw 5 innings of no-hit ball. That same day, this would be the 25th, Wednesday, Jacob Lopez threw 7 innings of no hit ball. Gave up 2 hits, no run ball. Jacob Lopez had 7 scoreless innings as well. So Jacob Mizorowski, Jacob Lopez. Not to be outdone, Jacob DeGrom had 7 innings, 1 hit ball, but no earned runs. So that is 19 innings of Jacobs, no earned runs. The first time in Major League Baseball history that 3 pitchers named Jacob all had scoreless starts on the same day. The 25th was also a pretty deja vu type day for Mackenzie Gore. He used to be a Padre, but the last 3 years, on June 25th, he has started against the Padres, now a member of the Nationals. June 25th, 23, 24, and 25, he has started against his old team the last 3 years on that same day. And that is the WTF. Not to be confused with WTF, Welcome to Florida, written by Greg and Vicki Winkler. Available online. Not wherever you get your bookstores. Very few carry them. Thanks to Dexter Henry and Carlos Ortiz. Pat Boyle next. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.